It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
And good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, around this time of year, the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors always passes a final budget for the new fiscal year. It impacts which programs and services will be offered in Tuolumne County moving forward over the next fiscal year. It will be the focus of this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're pleased to be joined on the program by Tracy Riggs, Tuolumne County Administrator. CAO Riggs, thank you for coming in today.
Good morning, BJ. Thank you for having me.
So as one budget year closes, another one always starts. Looking back at the past budget year that actually ended in late June, you know, how were finances at the year end?
Finances have continued to be strong the last couple of years. This one went last year was no different. And a majority, the primary reason for that really has been for the extra monies, stimulus monies that the counties have been receiving. So CARES Act prior, and then now we have the American Rescue Plan has also been feeding into the budget. So it has helped to create very strong ending fund balances that then feed into the next year's budget for your beginning fund balance.
So now with the new budget that was just approved this past Tuesday, it was a 4-1 vote of the supervisors. What were some of the highlights of this new budget?
So this new budget has a lot of really great things in it. So some of it is the focus on fire services and updating our fire equipment. So I think this will be the fourth fire engine the board has invested in. And these, the engines can run anywhere from $500,000, depending on the type, all the way up to $1 million, and take right now about 2 years for us to actually receive delivery. The other one is in roads. So there were two roads that they funded, as well as a masticator. So our road crews will now have additional resources to go along the roads, like you might see with Caltrans. They will have a similar piece of equipment to go along roads. But some of the others are some positions. We have had a lot of grant funds that have come into the county, and those grant funds, of course, come with a lot of strings. But what has happened is some of these grant funds now are annual allocations. So, for example, in our Health and Human Services, we're seeing a lot of positions that were grant funded that were moved to permanent. But in this current budget, there were some positions that we have that we're really excited about. We have a broadband project manager, and he is looking at countywide, how do we improve broadband services to our community? There's a housing specialist. The housing specialist will focus on just that, and how do we bring those developers into our county who know how to leverage state and federal dollars along with their own capital to provide better and more housing for our community. And then the other one is we also have an analyst in our office, and we're taking a different approach to economic development. And so that person will start fairly soon. There's several more. We're really excited about all of this new work that we'll be engaging in. And the intent as we move forward is more engagement with the community. So asking the community to step in and participate with us as we start developing these plans as we move forward.
Yeah, you mentioned that housing specialist. That's something that's new, obviously, in the county. I had not heard about a housing specialist before. Can you kind of elaborate on the type of things that they do?
Yeah, so the housing specialist will work under Quincy Yaley, our community development director, and partner also with Maureen Frank in my office, who does capital. And it will be to look at how do we increase housing at all levels. So the affordable housing, the low-income housing for those on a fixed income, and then our workforce housing. And like I had just mentioned, there are developers out there who know how to leverage all kinds of funding in order to bring housing about. And that's not something we focused on, but we hear continually from local businesses and the large organizations as well, inability to recruit because people can't find a house or they can't afford the housing that we have. So this is to look at all three tiers so that we can help everyone at whatever level they're at to secure safe and long-term housing.
You know, also going over to economic development, we had talked to Cole on the show many times in the past. He went on to different things with the state. You know, that position had been open and kind of revamped and changed. You know, what can you tell us about what this new position looks like and kind of the role and kind of goals of it?
Yeah, I'm really excited for the way that we're changing this new position. For those who have worked with me in the past, they know that I really like to work in teams, and I like to pull different people in the community, including not just you know, governmental partners, but even members of the community into these teams. So with this new economic development, it's actually a senior analyst in our office who is assigned to economic development. But what they will do is we will create an executive team countywide, and we will be asking people from like the Business Council, Realtors Association, as well as other governmental partners to be in that executive team. And then we will look at we will start looking at community teams. So we will work with, say, Groveland or Columbia, East Sonora, Twain Hart, and ask members of those communities to engage in developing an economic development plan for their community. What is it they value? What do they see as the needs? And then how do they partner with us to bring that about? Eventually, the goal is to have all of these different community plans feed up into a larger county plan that the board can approve, and that we begin working towards, again, with all of those members that are so critical of and within our community to make this come to fruition.
I also want to ask you a little bit more about fire. You mentioned a new engine has been approved. There was also a big $9 million FEMA grant that was announced this week. There have been some recent meetings in Columbia with some residents' concerns about fire. Groveland has some fire concerns. How does all that kind of now come to fruition, and how will that money impact those different things?
Yeah, as you know, BJ, I was super excited when we were notified yesterday from FEMA that we were awarded this $9 million grant. So it's $9 million, 3 years. It's 19 positions, so it does a couple of things. It gives us 3 years funding for the Groveland Fire Station. And not only is it's the Groveland Fire Station, but each of our stations, it takes us from what they call 2-0 staffing to 3, meaning there's always normally 2 people on. Now there will be 3 people on. So that is really exciting. What it does do is the board had allocated money, $1 million from the American Rescue Act funding to go to this pilot program of putting fire up in Groveland. And we now have the opportunity for the board to consider putting that into another location. And so it was at the community meeting on fire that I went to in Columbia. As I was sitting there listening, what it did was it inspired me to then send a text out to Rocky Deal with Congressman McClintock's office and ask if they could help us get an answer. We'd been waiting for months. And Rocky responded right away. Their office made some inquiries. And a week later, we suddenly get notice that we are approved. So very excited for it. It's going to offer better and more services. Also allows the board to take funds that were going to go up to the Groveland station to focus on other areas. So for those who are interested in that, I encourage you to watch our agendas. What I will do is have our fire department put together a list of where are the highest call volumes and then where's the highest risk. And then they will make a recommendation to the board is should that additional funding be allocated. And we are working with all the local fire departments. I've met with Columbia and we've gone up to Yosemite. I've met with Tuolumne City, City of Sonora. So just listening to what everyone has to say and what they're struggling with. As we look forward to the futures, what does fire look like in our county? And then the board is absolutely committed to working towards improving and increasing the amount of fire services that we have.
Also, you mentioned the American Recovery Act funding. That was something that was brought up by board members at the meeting. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what that pot of money is and the type of projects that are in the budget with it?
Yeah, so the American Recovery Act, it is a pot of funding. We got about $10.6 million. And it has great flexibility. And so the board has been allocating that to do a lot of one-time needs, such as fire equipment, such as some of the positions they have funded in the beginning to help out code enforcement, housing, broadband, fire inspections. But they've also used it for fire engines, and they've used it generator for our probation. If we don't have power in our buildings, we have to shut these services down. So we've been systematically trying to ensure we have backup power so we maintain services for those that they're serving. They've used it for Fire Safe Council to help support them, some software and equipment for the sheriff's office, and then also, we did use it to do the study for our buildings right now with the historic courthouses being vacant, and then what is the best use of buildings. So it's been used for things that we really need, and it's across the board that we may not have been able to do had that funding not come in.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Tracy Riggs, Tuolumne County Administrator, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, going over the budget that was just approved, the final budget by the Board of Supervisors this past Tuesday, its impacts and what it means for the county. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.